Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Joyce Barry and Friends, the number one worldwide radio show. The show's outrageous and it's contagious. It will lift your spirits high, you'll feel that you can fly. Transform your attitude, fill it with gratitude. Cut loose and improvise, it's coaching time today. Joyce is a great coach with an extraordinary approach. Fast on the upbeat, top of the heap. A wild motivator, great stimulator. Unstoppable in a humoristic way. Life lessons with passion, joyfully today. You want Joyce as your coach if you want this to be your best year ever.
Coach Joyce here. I want this to be your best year ever. I want this to be my best year ever. I want this to be the best year ever. For health guru Beverly Nadler, her fabulous daughter, Dr. Denise Nadler, a.k.a. Ariana, and we want this to be the best year ever for all our friends and family and loyal listeners worldwide.
Welcome to Joyce, Barry, and Friends. We are broadcasting live across America and around the world. This is the Hour to Empower, with stimulating talk, views you can use, memorable quotes, and powerful life lessons. We always have hot guests and cool topics. We even have cool guests and hot topics. You always want to tune us on, tune in, and tune up with us to hear the best of the best. You do not want to miss any of our shows. Each show goes into our archives. Log into Joyce Barry and Friends.com, Barry, B-A-R-R-I-E, and you will see each guest and each topic on our homepage. You can play and download any of our shows, always informative, inspiring, and motivational. You want to share these special shows with your friends, family, and contacts. You can follow us on Facebook and become a Joyce Barry subscriber and even a fan by going to our Joyce Barry and Friends fan page. Be sure to check like. You can follow us on Twitter. You can follow us by going to our Blog Talk Radio homepage and clicking follow right below my picture. You can also message me in any of these venues about our show, about our guests, about anything. My official website is joycebarry.com, Barry, B-A-R-R-I-E. The chat room is open. Log into the chat room, have fun, and chat away. I go back and forth into the chat room during the show to see what is going on in there. Motivation, inspiration, and an education. Positive, happy thoughts to improve your life, health, and finances. Take positive actions to create a gratifying lifestyle. Life lessons from me, your host, Joyce Barry, straight from the Coach's Corner. And then you will hear from our wonderful guest today. Folks, every day should be treated like a special day. We wish you the finest of friends, the opulence of opportunities, the magic of miracles, and the happiest of days. May this year be your best year ever.
Folks, our show today is meditation and mindfulness. Those of you that follow the show must be very mindful about our health guru, Beverly Nadler, the only one that is a regular every single week, our health guru. Here's to your health Thursdays. So you can meditate on where you can get the best information that'll make a profound difference in your life. You can meditate on who's a great author that I can learn a lot from their books, their websites, and you will find out that after having done all this, you will be mindful and learn that the answer is Beverly Nadler. My friend, your friend, our health guru, here she is. Welcome to the show.
That was a very interesting introduction. Thank you, my dear. I feel blessed to be on the show. Today is a wonderful day. Every day can be a wonderful day, especially if you started with meditation. So in the write-up that we have about the show, we asked, is there a difference between them? And I have an answer to that, which is yes and no. There are many, many different methods and techniques for meditation, and that includes mindful meditation. But there is another component to this Buddhist practice of mindfulness, and I will be sharing that with you later towards the end of the show. First, we are going to talk about meditation, what it is, what it does, and how it can benefit you. And all types of meditation have the same basic purpose, and that is to quiet the noise in our brain and mind. The third dimensional world is so full of vibrations and energy and things and people and responsibilities, and it's a constant chatter going on in our brain. And if we are to maintain health and well-being, we're going to need to learn how to quiet that. Now, most Westerners meditate because they want to improve their health. And when you quiet the noise in your mind and your brain, you automatically improve your health, because meditation releases stress. And I'm sure you are aware of the fact that almost all health authorities, if not all, say that most of our illnesses are directly related to stress. It's not going to go away, folks. It's for us to learn how to handle it, and meditation is one way. And meditation will soothe your nervous system, which is the master system of your body.
Well, I'm excited about this show. Yes, I'm excited about all my shows, but this one can really impact your life. I've discovered when I interviewed some extraordinary business leaders, fantastic authors, and when I asked them the question, do you meditate? I haven't had one, not even one, come back and say, no, never. They all do it in varying degrees. So I know how important this show is. And after the show, I have no doubt you will know it as well.
Thank you for that. Yes, it's true. Most people who are truly successful meditate because they have to. There's so much going on in their mind and so much they're responsible for that they need to take that quiet time. Now, there is a form of meditation, and a better health is actually a side effect of that meditation, because the purpose of that meditation is to actually achieve what we call enlightenment or self-realization. In other words, where you evolve spiritually so that you actually experience yourself as a spiritual being, not just a human being. You are a spiritual being having a human experience. That's what we truly are. And more people are becoming aware of this as knowledge. They've heard the quote, but very few people experience it. Kriya Yoga is one type of meditation that is for that purpose. And as I said, good health is a side effect. I'm not going to be discussing this type of meditation today, because we've done several shows about self-realization. And the most recent was on April 26th this year. And it was called You Are a Spiritual Being Having a Human Experience. So if that type of meditation and if that intention to become self-realized is important to you, please be sure to listen to that show.
You simply go to the archives, Joyce Barry, and friends.com. Go there, arrow down till you get to that show on April 26, 18. You will see it there. You are a spiritual being having a human experience.
Thank you, Joyce, for giving them more clarification. I'll be describing many variations of meditation today, and you can choose the method or the technique or even several of them that are the most pleasing for you. You can certainly also do different forms of meditation, especially if meditation is new to you and if you tried some techniques and they didn't appeal to you and you said, oh, meditation is not for me. I want to share with you that there are so many different techniques. You will surely find some that you will appeal to you, and then you can experience the benefits. So let me tell you some of those benefits. First of all, as we said before, it's reduced stress. Huge benefit. You'll lower your blood pressure. You'll slow down your biological aging. What does that mean? It means that if you're taking a test to see what your age is actually biologically, not your years, it will be much lower than your actual years because of meditation. And then all of the following are improved, meaning that there's less of these symptoms. And in some cases, they'll be totally gone. It's headaches, including migraines, backaches, joint pains, arthritic pains, heart palpitations, insomnia. And there's an improvement in your memory and mental clarity. Your mind is stimulated to more creativity. Your brain actually changes. And it changes so that you have more control over undesirable habits, even addictions. People report that their addictions to food, to smoking, to alcohol, even to drugs is not only less, but ultimately totally gone. Now, I don't want to give you the impression that this happens for everyone, but my point is it happens to many people. It can happen for you. Years ago, there was a doctor, well, there still is the same doctor, Herbert Benson, but he wrote a book called The Relaxation Response, and he taught his patients a relaxation exercise. That's what he called it. This was probably 30, 35 years ago when meditation was not popular in the West. He had learned transactional meditation. He knew that would have a positive effect on the health of his patients. So he taught them the meditation technique based on transactional analysis. Their health did improve. Every symptom I talked about was reported to him, and since has been reported to many health practitioners who are using meditation. And what he also noticed, because his patients told him so, was they felt a greater connection to themselves. They had more compassion. They felt more spiritual. They actually had more of a sense of a higher power. This was all of the that I've just said was the side effects of their meditating in order to have better health.
And Beverly, Herbert Benson, again, the name of his book?
The Relaxation Response.
Yeah, I've heard of that. I've heard of him.
Yeah, he's written more books since then, and he does mention that in his later books. But that was the original, and as I said, it was based totally on meditation.
And is it Benson or E-N when people want to Google him?
Benson.
Okay, thank you.
Now, meditation is so effective that even the traditional healthcare facilities, and that includes medical facilities and hospitals, are teaching it to their patients. Cancer centers across the United States have meditation as one of their therapies or treatments. Large corporations are offering it, and some are even sending their executives to retreats so that they can release stress and they can return better able to do their jobs because they have more clarity, because they are more relaxed. They were able to move ahead and they feel better. And, of course, what also happens for these companies is that their costs go down because as health improves in their company due to meditation, there's much less absenteeism. absenteeism, and they can save a great deal of money because their insurance rates can go down because the illnesses are reduced. So there's so many wonderful, wonderful benefits to meditation. And I can say that I've heard many people say, I can't meditate, and I want to assure you, you can. You absolutely can. So now that you have the reasons to meditate, let's take a look at how to meditate, what to do and what you don't need to do. Well, one thing, you don't need to follow a rigid one-size-fits-all practice. And that's what sometimes happens. The person might read a book or an article or listen to something on YouTube or somewhere on the Internet and come to the conclusion, oh, this is the way you meditate. And then they try that particular way, and it doesn't work for them. And so, you know, it's don't throw the baby away with the bathwater, as the saying goes. There's many different ways. You don't have to follow any specific plan. You don't have to sit cross-legged on the floor. But Paramahansa Yogananda, who's founded the Self-Realization Foundation in the United States, came over in the 1920s, he knew that Westerners were not able to sit that way, that they'd be too uncomfortable. And if you're uncomfortable, meditation is very difficult, and you're not going to do it. So he started saying, you know, just sit in a comfortable chair. He was criticized for this by Easterners, but it worked. People can meditate sitting comfortably. You do want to keep your spine straight because the spine is your lifeline. Your nervous energy, your life force flows through it, and you want to keep it straight, but not rigid. So if you need to, put a pillow behind your back when you're sitting down, and be comfortable. It's really important that you be comfortable. And you can begin your meditation with a prayer. You can begin it with an intention statement or a statement of gratitude. Or you can just go and start breathing rhythmically and go right into meditation. This, again, is up to you. I like to start with a prayer for peace and joy. And if there's someone in my family or my friends who are struggling and suffering, I would start with a prayer for their healing.
Beverly, I have a question. You mentioned the pillow behind you on your chair. What about meditating while you're lying down?
What a wonderful question, because I ask the same question, because everything you ever read tells you sit. And right at this particular point, my next statement was, you can also meditate lying down, which is not recommended because you can fall asleep. But for someone who is bedridden, regardless of how many articles or books you may read on sitting when you meditate, this can be the only way you can meditate. So absolutely, you can meditate lying down.
That brings me to my next question. So you do it lying down and you fall asleep. I would think that's a good thing because you go even deeper.
Not necessarily. You fall asleep, and I think that meditating to fall asleep is great, but you're not really meditating. Meditating is being aware and awake. It's not being asleep. It's not getting in, because sleep is a totally different consciousness. But for someone who has difficulty falling asleep, I think it's wonderful to meditate and allow yourself to fall asleep. But not if you want to experience the actual awareness that occurs during meditation, because, you know, prayer is talking to God and meditation is getting your answers. And while you're sleeping, you probably would not be aware of them. But it's a very good question. And, yes, you can
meditate.
And
you had a
long.
Very good answer. Thank you. You cleared that up.
Thank you. Also, people may not think of this, but you can meditate standing up. There is a practice, a Chinese practice of Qigong, and it's often called the standing meditation. Now, Qigong has, many, many different exercises. It's not just one thing, but there is one particular form, which is simply standing with your legs about as far apart as your shoulders and just breathing gently and moving your arms while they're almost straight, but not rigid straight, moving them just back and forth, gently back and forth. It is a form of standing meditation and extremely effective. Years ago, I saw a video on this, and I mean, I don't really believe all of the claims, but the claims were that and it showed a bunch of Chinese people doing this. They were in a park and they were just moving their hands back and forth and breathing gently, and saying that all kinds of illnesses were just cleared up from this simple practice that they did for, 15 to 20 minutes. I tell you, me personally, I can sit and meditate for that long, but I'd have a little bit of a problem just standing and moving my hands back and forth. But I wanted to mention that because it is a way of meditating. There is also walking meditation. And in fact, in Japan, people pay guides to walk them through a forest, and their entire time is spent just quietly, gently breathing and observing all of the beauty of the forest. And that is another form of meditation.
And folks, I want to also share with you something else you can do that I have to say it's on the level of meditation and the benefits of giving you peace and calm and joy just about every day, and that's our radio show, JoyceBarryAndFriends.com. And here in the wise and brilliant words of our health guru herself is her original poem on why you should be listening to our show.
Listen to me. I have something to say about a wonderful way to start your day, a way to stimulate your mind and increase your energy, make you feel so good. And guess what? It's free. Weekdays at 11 a.m. Eastern, hear the Joyce, Barry, and Friends show. You'll find it on the internet, on Blog Talk Radio. This show is upbeat and fun and very inspirational. It's informative, educational, and very motivational. There's the Coach's Corner, great quotes and news. There are suggestions, perspectives, and advice you can use to enhance your life and improve your health, plus clever, simple ways to increase your wealth. Joyce's perceptions and personality will keep you captivated, and her guests from many walks of life will always keep you fascinated. When Joyce and her friends speak, it's like you're in the conversation. This is part of what makes her show so unique, really a sensation. For Joyce's friends are not only the guests you're listening to, they're everyone who is tuning in. Yes, I do mean you. So refer your friends and family. They'll be so pleased to know. And let's make Joyce, Barry, and Friends the number one internet radio show.
And folks, we encourage you to share our show with everyone you know. You have no idea who they know, and you can pass the word along. We are worldwide. The beauty of our show is that if you cannot join us when we are live at 11 a.m. Eastern, you can hear us 24/7 in our archives. You can download the shows, and then you can hear it in your cars and when you're on the move. So do check out Joyce, Barry, and Friends every day. And if you want to you're new to our show and you want to see what's there, just arrow down and click on what resonates with you. I want to recommend another show that it's kind of connected, in my opinion. We're talking about meditation. We'll get to mindfulness. But somehow it seems to go along for me, how to develop your intuition and psychic abilities. And that is in our archives Tuesday, May 15. So you want to listen to that show. And that is all from Beverly Nather as well, how to develop your intuition and psychic abilities, which we just aired recently. So I want to refer you to that show, because you meditate, and once you tap into yourself, then you can tap into your intuition as well.
Beautifully said. Thank you. You know, when you share my poem, I enjoy it. And it just keeps reminding me how inspiring this show is, because I was inspired to write that in I don't know, just in minutes, because the show itself, when I'm on, and when one of some of your wonderful guests are on, and you have so many wonderful guests and cover so many subjects, and people really need to know this, so I second that. Share this show with everybody, because they will surely find something that is going to interest them and going to help them to feel just better about their self and their life, whether it's on meditation, on health, motivation, you know, all of the many different subjects that Joyce and her guests cover. Now, I do want to say
thank you for writing it, and thank you for having it recorded. And thank you for all that you contribute every single Thursday. Here's to your health Thursday. Here's to your well-being, Beverly Nadler.
Thank you, Joyce, for having me. I really look forward to it. You know, there's no set time to meditate. Some of the books and statements and will tell you, you know, do it first thing in the morning. Sometimes that's not possible. And so people say, oh, well, I can't do it, so I guess I, you know, forget about it. No, meditate whenever you can. There's also no set amount of time. Yes, 20 to 30 minutes is recommended frequently. And, I mean, when I say frequently, by many people and many books, and if you can do that, wonderful. But it has to be a time when you're able to do that. It also has to be when you are comfortable. Sometimes you have to start off, if meditation is new to you, then you may have to start with 1 minute, maybe 5 minutes. And if you can do that, then you can tell yourself, well, I can do more than that. But never sit in meditation in a state of frustration. It just isn't necessary. You can get up and do the standing meditation. You can lie down, or you can just stop and say, I'll get back to this later. There is no set time. But do meditate, because it can, literally can change your life. So as I said, you can start with just a few minutes. You can meditate. When you begin, as I said, you can start with a prayer, you can start with a statement, or you can start by simply focusing on your breath. And by focusing on your breath, you would consciously be aware of breathing in and breathing out, and breathing in and breathing out, and just notice it, kind of follow it. One of the things that does for you, it kind of quiets your mind. I'm going to say kind of, because the mind's job is to talk. The mind's job is to chatter. The mind's job is to think. That's what it does. That's what it's been doing your whole life. So it may not give up immediately. And that's one of the things that people will say, well, I can't stop thinking, so therefore there's no point in my trying to meditate. Not true. If you continue to just do the simple exercise of breathing in and out, and when thoughts come, you just don't follow them. In other words, you're not going to beat yourself up and say, oh, I had a thought, that was terrible. And you may follow them for a while. Even long-time meditators sometimes find that happens. And sometimes they will say, okay, this isn't the time when I can meditate, I'll get back to it later. Other times they just continue to notice that they follow their thoughts. And when you notice that, congratulate yourself. And just go back to following your breath.
Beverly, you mentioned how you recommend, you know, to get into meditation, start with a minute, 2 minutes, 5 minutes. How many times per week are we talking? Are you telling people every day, once a week? What's your recommendation about that frequency?
I would definitely recommend meditating sometime every day. Some days you may only be able to meditate for 5 minutes, but some days you may be able to, let's say you're sitting at the computer doing your work, you'll stop after an hour or two or three, hopefully you will stop, and just meditate for a few minutes. And a few hours later, meditate again. We're just talking about sitting quietly and calming your mind, giving yourself, your mind, your brain a rest because it's necessary for our well-being. So, yeah, definitely I'm talking about every day. But if somebody skips a day, you know, you don't beat yourself up and say, oh, well, I, you know, people often do that. They'll do the same thing with exercise. Oh, well, I didn't exercise yesterday. I lost it, so, you know, that's the end of it. Just keep in mind that your mind is, and our mind, everyone's, is programmed in certain ways. So we don't want to go back to that program. So once you deviate, it can tell you, but you don't have to listen to it, tell you, oh, well, you can't do this. You don't have to listen to it. Your mind is just full of all kinds of things. Many of them have nothing to do with you. You're taking in energy, frequencies from the universe. We're all connected at some level, and so there's a lot of things that come into our mind that has nothing to do with us. So this is a decision because we have enough free will in the sense of reasoning ability to make a choice and to say, you know, this is good for me. You know, we usually eat every day, go to sleep every night. Yeah, meditation is really good for me. All those benefits that I've heard, all those benefits Beverly told me about, I want those benefits. And so you can stop for a couple of minutes out of your day, and you can do that several times a day. And you can do it, as I say, you can do it as you're walking down the street. Just breathe gently as you're walking, rhythmically. And it actually stops all the stuff that's going on in the mind. Okay.
It sounds like very, very good advice, practical advice, and advice important enough to really listen to, take heed of, and get involved.
Okay. Thank you. You know, some of the most popular ways of meditating is with a mantra. And a mantra is simply one word, one syllable, or two syllables. There's a popular Eastern mantra, it's so-hum, so-hum. You're saying it to yourself, saying the mantra to yourself, breathing in, so, breathing out, hum. And what does that do? It takes your mind away from all of the chatter that goes on. And by the way, so-hum in Sanskrit is a Sanskrit for I am. And I am is very, very powerful because what you really are is a unit of consciousness, an aspect of the one great power, the higher power. That's what you really are. So when you're saying, I am, you're putting yourself into a higher frequency. Another very popular mantra is OM, spelled O-M, or sometimes spelled A-U-M, but it's pronounced OM. And that is considered to be the sound of the universe. Very, very popular mantra. But you can use any word you like. When Dr. Benson was teaching this to his patients, he told them to pick a word such as love or peace or God or joy or whatever was meaningful to them. And that worked also. So you can think of whatever it is that feels right to you. And as you follow that mantra, there will be less and less chatter going on in your mind. But again, I want to remind you that the mind's job is to chatter. That's what it does. Don't let it frustrate you. Just go back again to either your breathing exercise, when I say exercise, noticing your breathing, or your mantra. And do not fret over the fact that your mind does what it does. Eventually, it gets the idea. oh, this is your quiet time. Okay. But until that happens, don't fret. And even after you've been a long-time meditator, sometimes these thoughts will come in. You just don't have to pay attention. Your intention and desire to meditate or to quiet your brain and mind is very, very powerful, that intention. And you'll notice when you've gone off, you know, into thoughts, you'll notice it. You can just bring yourself back. It's not difficult. But have that intention and desire. You know, anything that you learned, any skill, don't care what the skill is, it becomes easier after a time if you continue. But when you start it, yeah, it can be difficult because your mind and brain is not programmed for it. It's not a problem.
Beverly, I think this is really fascinating, and I've written a lot of notes and on meditation, which I am somewhat familiar with, certainly not enough. But I want to hear you start explaining about mindfulness, because that's like very popular today. I'm hearing it more and more in a lot of circles. So what can you tell us about that?
I will tell you about that. It is definitely, but I do want to finish the last part of meditation, and I will, just as I promised, I do want to tell people that there is a form of meditation where they do follow their thoughts, and I need to tell them that because when they're involved in that, they'll say, hey, I'm not supposed to do that. This form is contemplation, and you are consciously intending to fully observe or understand something. And it could begin with a question like, who am I, really? Why am I here? Or you may choose a philosophical or spiritual statement or line or a verse from the Bible or another meaningful text, something that you want to contemplate. That is also a form of meditation. But there's no strain involved in this. You're not trying to figure it out. In fact, as you ask the question and you're observing what's going on in your mind, because when the intention is there, something will happen to actually begin to clarify. And this is a way to find out, actually understand things that are important to you. So that is another way of meditating. Now, as I said, there are so many forms of meditation, and as Joyce pointed out, yes, mindfulness is very, very popular, and there is so much being written about it, and it seems very, very mysterious because there's so much information out there, and yet basically it's a simple thing. May not be as simple to do at the beginning, but it's a simple thing. Mindfulness really is about being aware. It is noticing what's going on around you. It might even call it present time consciousness. You're not lost in your thoughts of the past. You're not lost in your visions of the future or your worries or any of these things. You are simply focused on what's going on around you. Now, I've read many things on it, and my favorite, by the way, is by a Buddhist. And I think that is one of the best ways, because mindfulness came from the Buddha. The man's name, the Buddhist, is Yonge, spelled Yongey, Mingyur, Mingyur. I'm spelling it because I don't know if I'm pronouncing correctly. Rinpoche, Rinpoche. And his book that I read is The Joy of Living. And it is all about mindfulness meditation, mindfulness as a practice, mindfulness in your life. And quoting from the book, he said, the key, the how of Buddhist practice, lies in learning to simply rest in a bare awareness of thoughts, feelings, and perceptions as they occur. In the Buddhist tradition, this gentle awareness is known as mindfulness. If you become aware of your habitual thoughts, perceptions, and sensations rather than being carried away by them, their power over you begins to fade, and you can experience the coming and the going of different things that are rising in your mind as nothing more than the natural function of the mind, in the same way that waves naturally ripple across the surface of a lake or an ocean. Simply looking at what is going on in your mind actually changes what is going on there. So this is by a Buddhist, and the fact is, the mindfulness, as I said, it's a way of getting the mind to settle down. You can practice it anywhere. It is a state of awareness of being present, and you can call it, as I said before, present time consciousness. The Buddhists call the mind, the way the mind constantly behaves, a monkey mind, constantly in a state of thinking, agitating and being distracted. And mindfulness is a way of getting the mind to what they call is the natural state, which is to be calm and serene. So being mindful of everything you are experiencing in the moment without judgment is mindfulness. You can practice it anywhere. You can walk down the street and bring your attention to the physical act of walking. In other words, as you're walking, you're telling yourself, I am now putting my foot on the ground. You can pay attention to what you see as you walk, even telling yourself, I now see a building. It is a tall building. I see a child playing and laughing. I feel myself walking one step at a time. When you're cooking or you're cleaning, you can practice mindfulness. As you cook, notice the color of what you're cooking, or tell yourself, I am now cooking this soup, and I'm putting in these vegetables, and this is a piece of celery. It may sound sort of weird, but these are exercises to get your mind to be more in a state of mindfulness, living in the moment and being aware of each moment. And mindful meditation is very much like this. It's a specific meditation in which you do notice what's happening. You're very, very aware of what's going on in your mind and recognizing that it really doesn't mean anything. It's like the ripples and the waves in the ocean, and this is going on in your mind. And as you become more and more aware of the fact that you can notice what's going on without judgment, without attachment, you are actually functioning in a way that would be considered mindfulness.
And what is the real value of that? That might be beyond the value of meditation.
It is not beyond the value. It is a form of, the Buddhists consider mindfulness a form of meditation, but one that you can do no matter what you're doing. That you can be mindful at any time as you're going through it. When you do that, remember where I said before, you actually change the way your mind functions. And as this young Buddhist said, he says, when I become aware of my habitual thoughts, perceptions, and sensations, rather than being carried away by them, by my monkey mind, their power over me begins to fade. And I experience that coming and going is nothing more than the functioning of my mind like the ripples on a stream. So the value of that is you're not lost in the pain. Most of our pain and stresses are not what's happening on the outside. It's what's going on in our mind. It's our relationship to it. It's our attachment to it being different. It's our judgment of it. It's our worries about the past or our fears about the future. This is most of what is going on. If you start analyzing your mind, you'll notice that that's what generally goes on. And by doing this exercise, you begin to see that most of that is not reality. And the mind begins, after a bit, to just notice things. Aha. Oh, so there's another thought about this. Yeah. So there's another fear. Yeah. And you actually change the way that you function. There's a peacefulness and a clarity of mind that comes out of doing this. And again, the release of stress, which is the major cause of most illness.
Yes, and I want you to talk a little bit about your website and why they should visit it. What makes yours special?
My website is an educational website, and it is about something that we frequently talk about on this show, which is the laws of the universe. It is how life actually works. And the more we can understand that or know the laws of the universe and understand how our mind works, the more peace we can have. And the more we realize the importance of following so many different wonderful practices. As I said, an educational website, education on nutrition, education on health, education on how the mind works. These are all things that we, in our human experience, need to know and understand. And there is enormous amounts of information out there, but I've taken a great deal of it and put it into what I call simple forms. The people that actually find my website often come back to tell me how helpful it is. Plus, you can get access to my books, Vibrational Harmony, which is all about the mind and the universal laws and how they interact. And you can get information on my book, which is more about becoming who you really are, a self-realized person, which explains the premises behind that, and that's called Loving the Game of Life. You can click on those. They're on my website. Click on the link. Read about them. Decide if they're for you, if they resonate with you. And if so, I highly recommend that you purchase them and use them. I know a lot of people purchase books and they never read them. My books are meant to be read over and over again. It takes time before we can actually take in these processes and take in this new information and use it in our life. I even read my stuff over and over. It took a lot of work to put it all together, but it was a labor of love. So, yes, my website, BeverlyNadler.com. A lot about health, a lot about nutrition, a lot about universal laws, about the mind.
And share about the other one where you have three gifts.
Oh, I have two. I have two books, actually. They are free ebooks, and they're books, not just a few pages. And that website is vibrationalharmony.biz, B-I-Z. It has nothing to do with business, except the business of health. The one is on stress, and the other one is the laws of the body, because I stress so much about the mind, but the body, you must take care of your body. Body, mind, work together. So you can download those at no cost, and they can make a huge difference in your life if you actually choose to follow some of the recommendations, as many as you comfortably can or want to. Thank you for
Beverly,
mentioning that.
I'm sure you have a poem for today's show, and let's hear that now.
Okay. Yes, actually, I wrote it last night. It occurred to me that I did not have a poem on this wonderful subject of meditation, so I decided I needed to do this. When so much is going on in your head that you can't even relax when you're in bed and you feel frustrated and discouraged with fate, it's time to stop, take a breath, and meditate. When you're overworked and overstressed, and life doesn't seem to let you rest, or you're feeling a lot of irritation, it's time to turn to meditation. Also, when things are generally really good. And when you're feeling, sorry, read that wrong, when things are going really well and you are feeling really swell and you know you've got to celebrate, well, then too is a perfect time to meditate. It's so good for your body, mind, and soul that even in the midst of strife, you can be refreshed and enjoy your role in this mysterious and often crazy life. Yes, life on planet Earth is full of chaos and trauma, but you can give yourself a break from the drama. You'll have inner peace and feel true appreciation. And it all begins with the simple act of meditation.
Well, Beverly Naver, that was awesome. Every single poem, major home run, right out of the ballpark, extraordinary. I thank you for that. And I know that one of the things special about you, you don't just talk the subjects you teach, you walk the talk. I know you meditate every day. I know you practice the healthy habits you talk about on our show. So kudos to you, your daughter, Dr. Denise, a chiropractor, on the healthy lifestyle you lead.
Thank you, Joyce. It's a gift in my mind that for me, that was something I wanted to do. And I'm very aware of the fact that for many people, it's not what they want to do, but it's something that I'm going to say they need to do, because we have to take care of our health and our well-being. No one's going to do it for us. It's something, it's up to us. And people are much, much over-medicated because they're sick for reasons that they don't have to be. There are healthy lifestyle habits that can literally change your life and change it for the better. And you feel so much better. So, and it's a pleasure for me to be on your show and be able to share that. So thank you for that.
And I thank you. And I do try to meditate every day and stay alert. And I know that I had a one meditation. What came up for me was a poem that I wrote. So I thought that was pretty extraordinary that a poem came to me. For today's show, though, I want to share another poem I wrote, because what I really work at is to be happy every single day. I work at it because I know how stress is such a killer, and I find so many things in my personal world and the global environment are stressful. So let me share that poem with you today called I'm Happy, and it was put to music by my friend Ted Siuva. I'm happy, 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 and just why is this so? The people I call friends are a pleasure to know. I love my world of contacts. They are all very cool, always upbeat and positive, very wise, no one a fool. My live radio show and the message it sends is live your best life. Here, Joyce Barry and friends, we advise you, we support you to be very healthy. We teach you, we want you to be very wealthy. Join us in a home business. We will give you a choice. Be your own boss, make money, and rejoice. All that we recommend has been put to the test. Each and every one is simply the best. Live your very best life as well you should. Listen to Success Coach Joyce. Be happy, be healthy, and feel so good. And folks, I want to refer you to my official website, Joyce Barry, BARRIE.com. And getting back to the show and the value of meditation and practicing mindfulness, I'm asking you to ask yourself, when are you going to start that practice if you haven't already? As a coach for decades and decades, I hear from clients,
oftentimes, too many times, that they really think it's a great idea and they'll get to it someday. And if you're one of the people that actually believes there is a someday, I wrote this for you. Someday, an original poem by yours truly, Joyce Barry. I went to my calendar and took a look. I discovered that someday was not in the book. I looked carefully, for someday I did seek, but only Monday through Sunday appeared on each week. I got really confused. This was not funny. I always said someday I'd make very good money. I always said someday I'd get everything done. I always said someday I'd be number one. I always said someday this and someday that. Someday is starting to sound like very old hat. I became very sure that something was wrong. No someday on my calendar all along. I thought everything I wanted would come to be. It would happen someday, I kept telling me. It was someday, I kept telling you, that all our dreams were sure to come true. How shocking to discover that all along, someday was not in the calendar. How could I be so wrong? How could I not know that why I was stuck was that someday would never, ever show up? There wasn't a calendar anywhere, none to be found, that had someday in it, it would never come around. I always knew that if something is going to be, I am totally responsible. It's all up to me. I thought of my goals and made a new list. How exciting to realize that someday did not exist. Now I really know without any doubt that Monday through Sunday is in and someday is out. So I ask you women, I ask you men, I ask myself, if not right now, when? And Beverly, my dear, given the importance of meditation and mindfulness, what do you say to people to get off their BUT and BUTT? How do you get them to start now?
Joyce, you can't make anybody do anything. We give them the information, we give them the motivation, give them the inspiration, and it's all up to them. If there was a way to, quote, make people do something, we'd have a very different world. But there are people, fortunately, out there, hopefully listening to this show, who do want to make a change in their life. And not only will they choose to meditate, but they will go back into your web, also your personal website, and also on the Joyce Barry and Friends website, and look for the subjects that most resonate with them so they can make a change in their life.
And
it's
thank
difficult.
You, you're absolutely right. We cannot ever make people do something. And even as their coach, we partner up the choices there. So I'll leave you with this question then, folks, that you need to ask yourself, if not now, when?
Joyce Barry and Friends, the number one worldwide internet radio show. This poem, an original by yours truly, is entitled, If Not Now, When? We are giving you the education. We are giving you the information. We are giving you the motivation. We are giving you the inspiration. What you really need to do is to put this into application. Do you want a transformation? You must use your imagination. It might take some perspiration. It's all in the preparation. You must really be sure there is no procrastination.
It helps to have a fascination and very strong determination. You want a positive demonstration, achieve success in the administration. It really is the time. Give each show your consideration. What is your aspiration? What do you need for stimulation to get healthy and off that medication to get wealthy? It's your destination. So make today the day for your participation. If you do, congratulations. If not, now, when?
And, folks, that's my way of driving home the point. Since we can't strong-arm anyone to adhere to advice that we know will impact your life, I do it through quotes and my poems to drive home the point. And I want to end with my special prayer for all of you. May yesterday be the last day, the very last day of your struggles, your suffering, your ill health, your misfortunes, your problems, your pain, your worries, your troubles, your trials and tribulations. May today be the first day. It is the first day of the rest of your life. May it be the beginning of the very best of your life with extraordinary wishes granted and dreams coming true. Make this the most meaningful year of making more money, good health, good luck, good fortune, attracting special people and opportunities, creating magical memories, and manifesting marvelous miracles. Folks, go out and make someone happy today. Go out and do a random act of kindness. Pay it forward. Be happy yourself. And in that regard, we invite you to sing along with us, dance along with us, and laugh along with us. And you can do that right here, right now, to the Joyce Barry Mass. Thank you. God bless you.
I was listening to Blog Talk Radio when my ears heard something that I did know. From the speakers of my laptop, I heard a voice. It was the White Oprah, also known as Joyce.
He did the MASH.
The Joyce Barry MASH.
Joyce Barry MASH.
She is a coaching smash.
He did the MASH.
You'll catch on in a flash.
He did the MASH.
The Joyce Barry MASH. I felt so inspired by her show, and her poetry was just so good, you know. I want to listen to Joyce again and again, as Joyce would say, if not now, when?
He did the MASH.
The Joyce Barry MASH.
Joyce Barry MASH.
She is a coaching smash.
He did the MASH.
You'll catch on in a flash.
He did the MASH.
The Joyce Barry MASH.
Wow.
Joyce knows all about having fun.
Wow.
She's a home business wizard and she's just begun.
Wow.
She's
wow.
a coaching sensation for not just me or
wow.
you or her. It's for everyone.
Then you can MASH.
Do the Joyce Barry MASH.
Joyce Barry MASH.
She's a home business smash.
Then you can MASH.
You'll catch on in a flash.
Then you can MASH.
Do the Joyce Barry MASH.
Wow.
Have a fantastic day and listen to Joyce Barry and friends.